Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by Canes Tire in San Rafael. Canes Tire has always had the lowest prices in Marin for 54 years. Today's guest is Giants right-hander Ryan Vogelsong.
Ryan, it seems like yesterday we were sitting here at Media Day and you were talking about coming back to the Giants and being real happy about that. And this year, boy, it was real close for you to not be back with the San Francisco Giants. Tell us what happened and how excited are you to be back in a Giants uniform?
Well, I mean, there's not much to talk about. Things didn't work out in Houston and I ended up signing back here and I'm a Giant again.
What kind of thinking did you have as far as wanting to be back here? You've had so many great moments here.
I mean, I always wanted to come back here. That wasn't an option. I mean, that wasn't an issue. The issue was what role was I going to play? And I really still don't know that. I mean, I've signed up to pitch out of the bullpen at this point, but, I mean, you never know. You know how injuries happen and things like that. So, at this point in time, I've basically signed up to do whatever I'm asked to do. So, I mean, that was kind of where the longevity of the offseason came from, because I was kind of waiting to see what my options were going to be. And at the end of the day, this was still the place I wanted to be and had some better options, but at the end of the day, I wanted to be a Giant.
Have you thought about what you need to do to thrive in that role of being, you know, more of a swing man where you might start sometimes or be in the bullpen, you know, every so often?
Well, I mean, I keep hearing that everyone keeps labeling me as a swing man, and I'm not quite sure why. I mean, I've signed up to be in the bullpen, and I guess people are going to start giving me a role already, which I don't quite understand, so... But anyway, if I'm going to be in the bullpen, I mean, I want to pitch in games that means something. And I know we have guys down there that have their roles, but there's always some innings to be had. And like I said, I'm going to do whatever I'm asked to do, but I hope it's to pitch more than a swingman does.
We'll have more with Giants pitcher Ryan Vogelsong right after this.
Hi, I'm Mark McLennan at Canes Tire in San Rafael. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Canes Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
Yeah, well, the bullpen guys, you kind of don't know when you're going to come in, what day it's going to be that you pitch. It's, you know, it is a different mindset than having the 4 days off in between. So how do you prepare for that?
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. That's where the stress comes in a little bit, the worry, I would say. Because I haven't done it for a long time. I have pitched out of the bullpen before, but it's been a while. So it's going to be some thought going into how to prepare and, you know, not just right before the game, but, you know, after the game, how much work do I do after the game to get ready for the next day and how much is going to be too much and what's going to make me tired. And, you know, if I have to pitch the next day, am I going to have enough in the tank? There's a lot of questions that I don't have the answer to right now that I'm kind of going to have to fill out as we go.
Well, you don't seem like the kind of guy who needs extra motivation to do well, but is there some kind of motivation behind that, the challenge that exists there? I mean, you've had a lot of challenges in your career, but this is a new one.
Yeah, I mean, challenges are good. That's what keeps you young, keeps you going. So, yeah, it's another challenge, and there's going to be some tough times to deal with that come with it, but I also think that it's something that I can thrive in. I'm not scared to do it. I'm not upset that I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to take what is given to me and try to do it to the best of my ability and do what's asked of me to help this team win games.
More with Vogey after this. It was time for a new pair of snow skis, and I couldn't be happier with my decision to buy them at Demo Sport, where the experience was great, and I found out that they not only have skis, but they have snowboards and snow apparel. And for the summer, get ready with water skis, wakeboards, stand-up paddle boards, and all of your land sports needs like bikes and scooters, and you can even get sunglasses there. Demo Sport, 1101 Francisco Boulevard in San Rafael. Call them at 415-454-3500. Demo Sport, committed to getting you the gear you need.
Every year is a new year, different guys coming in and out. You know, this year there's no Pablo Sandoval. Michael Morris was a big part of this team last year. He's gone. So you got new players in here. How does a team mesh together in spring training and get it going when you have some, you know, pretty big pieces that are no longer here?
Well, I mean, our core is still here. You're always going to have some turnover. And as long as it's not a whole lot of turnover, I don't think things are going to change too much. So you're talking about two new guys coming in. And, I mean, Casey's been around the game for a long time, and I'm sure he's not going to have any problem fitting in. And I'm sure, you know, the questions were asked about his personality and how he was before they traded for him to see if he was going to fit in here. I know the kind of person Sabes is, and the clubhouse environment is a big thing for him. So I'm sure he checked the background on that. And if he didn't think he was going to fit with us, he probably wouldn't be here. So I'm sure he's going to be just fine. And, you know, we have enough guys between me and Casey, and we have a Japanese massage therapist and a Japanese bullpen coach that I think, you know, Aoki's going to be just fine here. He's been in the States playing for a while, so I'm sure he's adjusted to the American game. And, you know, the biggest thing with our team is we're very we're like a big family. So when people come in, it's how you bring them into your group. Make sure that you make them feel wanted and feel welcome and one of the guys. And I think we have a group that's very good at that.
Even the young guys. I mean, Joe Panik came in here, and it seemed like he blended in right away. You know, he's still learning the game, but they were looking for a second baseman, and he played so well. Were you surprised at all at the way he handled himself?
No, because I had seen Joe play a little bit in 2013 when I was on a rehab assignment in Richmond, and I was pretty impressed with his game. So, you know, but I think that's, you know, not only credit to Joe to come in and step up, but I think it's a credit to the guys, that the veteran guys that we have around here that bring these, that when new guys come up, we help them out and bring them in. And it's not standoffish. It's not, well, he's here trying to take someone's job. It's, no, you're a part of the family. This is how we do things. And we want to help you succeed, and we want you to help us win. And I think that helps guys play better. I mean, I think you could probably ask Strickland that, Panik that, Susek that, Duffy that, and they would probably all have the same answer, because I feel like I said, I feel like our team does a really good job of that.
Back to the conversation with Ryan Vogelsong right after this. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I guess they should have hired me for that TV commercial. No, I don't think so. But seriously, in San Francisco, it's really true. In fact, AT&T Park has a good neighbor right around the corner. That's right. Sandy Lee State Farm is a Buster Posey home run away from AT&T Park at 188 South Park Street on the corner of 3rd Street. Sandy Lee has been my State Farm agent for 10 years, and I have to tell you, when I've made claims, Sandy Lee gave me peace of mind, which is what we all need when it comes to insurance. Whether it's car, home, or even earthquake insurance, Sandy Lee and her team are down to earth, devoted, and understanding. They take control of any situation, and you never feel like you're being sold something. Give Sandy Lee State Farm a call at 415-227-9833. That's 415-227-9833 for Sandy Lee State Farm.
How much did you relate to Travis Ishikawa and his story last year? Because, you know, he had to persevere a lot to get back into the major leagues to begin with, and then to hit that game-winning home run. I mean, just a tremendous story, and, you know, you've been through so much. So did you think about, you know, aligning that with what you've gone through?
Absolutely. You definitely have connections with guys like that that kind of go through the same thing you did in the same path. And what a tremendous thing to happen. It couldn't happen to a better guy. That's the kind of thing where you're like, when it's happening to him, you go, I don't know why this is happening. He's such a good guy, and he's a good baseball player, and I don't know why things keep happening to him. But all those things happened to get Travis to that moment where he hit that home run. All the stuff that he had gone through in his life, and that's how I felt about my situation. All the years before that were preparing me for the moments to come, and that's, you know, I told him that after he hit that home run. I said, it probably stunk when you were going through it, but, you know, God was preparing you for this moment, and, you know, he gratified you in a big way.
Before I let you go, and just getting back to being in the bullpen, how much do you think it'll help you that you are familiar with the players in that bullpen, that you can have the relationships and ask the questions? I mean, I'm sure there were other you know, players asking you questions, you know, because you're a veteran, you've been around. But now, you know, you go into that bullpen, you got Jeremy Affeldt, Sergio Romo is back, guys who've been in there and you've, you know, played with and know very well.
Well, there's a ton of knowledge down there. And if you don't take advantage of the guys that are around you and pick their brain about how to do certain things, you're nuts. You know, one thing that I was told a long time ago, and I still say a lot today, is if you're not trying to get better at something every day, whether it's asking questions or preparing or working on something new, then you're falling behind. So there's definitely a lot of guys have had a lot of success pitching out of the bullpen down there. And if I didn't ask questions about them and how to do their job to help me do my job better, I'd be nuts.
All right, Ryan. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck this season.
Appreciate it.
That's Giants right-hander Ryan Vogelsong. Join us again on Monday. We'll hear from relief pitcher George Contos. And over the next couple of weeks, we'll have interviews from Scottsdale, Arizona at spring training. So don't miss it. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.